Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now for a very interesting discussion on all kinds of things, questions that come to us, comments about what's going on out there with the economy, the marketplace, questions about the insurance industry. Stay tuned now. We've got some important information
inspiring,
for you.
Inspiring news, information. Yes.
First of all, I'm going to clear up something that we had talked about last week. We had talked about contributing to your IRA. And one of the questions that came up was, first of all, what can you contribute? Well, for 2012, if you are under 50, you can contribute $5,000. If you are 50 and over, you can contribute $6,000. And that is going into your regular IRA. But then the question came up about the Roth IRA. And when we talk about the regular IRA, one thing you have to think about is you can contribute to that regular IRA until 70 and a half. After that, you have to start taking your required minimum distributions. But you can continue to contribute to your Roth IRA beyond that. And the reason for that, Garwin, do you know what it would be?
Because you don't have to ever take the required minimum distribution out.
That's right, because you've already paid taxes on that money. We had looked at it, and it kind of thrown us last week, and then when we stepped back and thought about it, well, certainly, that's why you can continue to contribute to your Roth IRA.
So if you've been contributing to a regular IRA, and now have turned 70 and a half.
You would quit.
You'd have to quit, but then you could open a Roth.
You can open a Roth, and you can, as long as you have the earned income, you can continue to a Roth IRA.
What do you mean by earned income?
You have to be sure that you're making money before you can contribute to any of these.
Very
unless
important.
You are a spouse.
Right.
Then your husband who's made money or your wife who's made money can have you set up your own IRA and continue from there.
So there are some little tricky things you got to be careful of, but just...
It's just general knowledge.
General knowledge.
And it's getting used to it and talking to your advisor if you've got any questions or your CPA. We did get this question, however, which came in later, which I thought was very interesting. If you're going to look at contributing to an IRA, what happens if you now have an inherited IRA where you've inherited some money and you have a regular IRA? Which one should you contribute to, Garwin?
Well, before I answer that, Leanne, you should explain what an inherited IRA is.
Very good, because an inherited IRA is simply you've inherited an IRA from someone who is now deceased. Could be a mother, a spouse. Well, generally a spouse gets a spousal IRA.
Yeah,
but it could be a mother or a father or somebody else, a relative, who is passing on his or hers IRA to you. So you are inheriting, actually, money that they have put away. And in a case like that, if you have that kind of an IRA, plus you have your own IRA, you should contribute to your own IRA and leave the inherited IRA alone.
You really cannot contribute.
You're
to
not supposed to contribute to that.
To an inherited.
You're mixing the money then and get very confusing to the IRS, and you don't want to get them wondering what's going on.
Don't let them start digging in your taxes.
Okay, those are some of the questions that we've gotten last week and we've had this week. But, Garwin, you got some interesting questions, too, and one of them had to do with Susie. And you can talk about, you can talk about her.
Susie's 57 years old.
I should say Sue.
Sue, okay. Sue, I talked to Sue on Thursday morning. Sue has a term policy that she's had for, it was a 10-year term, which means the rates will not change for 10 years. But now she's into her 13th year. And so those rates are going up. They were great rates for 10 years. 11, 12, and 13 are going up, and they will continue to go up as long as she lives. They will get up to the, it was for $200,000 of death benefit, and they will continue to go up dramatically as she gets older.
It really makes a difference when you look at your age and how long you've had that term and how the insurance rates have changed.
Right. So we talked about that. My question to her was, number one, actually I had two questions for her. How's your health? And she said, oh, my health is great. I said, are you going to continue the insurance? And she said, well, yeah, I guess so. She really hadn't thought much about it.
And why would she continue it?
Well, she was for the family, in case to pay off some debts, and she wants, they have a mortgage on their home, et cetera, et cetera.
Protect her family.
Protect her family. So I said, well, let me run some numbers. Remember I said she had a 10-year term that was into the 13th year, so it had gone up for 3 years already. I could write her a 20-year term that locks the rates up for 20 years at a cheaper rate than she can continue her 10-year current policy for 10 years.
And why has that happened?
Because the term rates have gone down so dramatically in the life insurance business.
And why has that happened?
Because people are living so much longer that the mortality tables have changed just dramatically over that.
So her most cost-effective way would be to change the policy.
Buy a new policy. Now, obviously, she has to have a physical, which the companies pay for. That's not a big deal. Nurse comes out to the house, et cetera, et cetera. But she could have a 20-year term for the same premiums that she would have to continue her 10-year term.
So it's important to shop around, too.
It's important to shop around. And if you've got a term policy that you've had for 6, 8, 10 years, you really ought to pull that out and talk to somebody. And I'd be delighted to do it. But those rates are so much cheaper than they were even 13, 15, 20 years ago. So it makes sense to shop it to see if I can save myself some money. It really was dramatic, and she was just shocked when I gave her the numbers.
Most of the time you don't think about that until once you get this raise in premium, and you're thinking, uh-oh. I've got to think about this. So don't put it off. You should review your policies yearly and find out where you're at.
Well, and the other thing is, of course, she has to qualify. So that's the question. That was the question I asked you. How's your health? Her health is good. That's wonderful. But the problem is, you wait so many years, she's going to have some health problems. And then she may not be able to buy that cheaper term.
That's right. You pay your premiums with your money, but you really buy it with your health.
You buy it with your health. That's right. So it was very interesting to run through those numbers and see, she could save herself a lot of money.
Okay? So that's a good way to
go.
You had another question, and this is from a client of ours. And that client's father had died. Now, he is a beneficiary on this policy. It's a policy from Transamerica. His first question to us was, is it taxable?
No. Now, I say that no very quickly. Occasionally, if it's set up improperly, it could be taxable, but 99.9% of the life insurance proceeds are not taxable.
Not to the beneficiary.
Not to the beneficiary.
Now, they will look at it when it comes to the estate side of it, and that's a different ballgame. But you, as a beneficiary, should not be taxed on that.
No, you will
money.
Not be taxed on that.
Now, if he goes ahead and thinks about taking that money, the company has come forward with some options. And so, Garwin, I'm going to let you run through the different kind of options that insurance companies can give the individual when they are the beneficiary, because a lot of people think, all I have to do is take out the lump sum. But there's much more to it than that, because they'll come forward and they'll give you several different choices. And those choices you have to review very carefully.
Well, I tell people, if your policy is probably more than $100,000, you probably should think very seriously about looking at some of your options. And it may be only 50. The first question is to say, how much money do I need immediately? Well, figure out the bills, et cetera. We need to clean up or whatever, pay for a funeral. We need to take out $35,000. Fine, take that out. Leave the rest alone for a little while. You don't have to take it out.
In other words, what you really need to do is step back. Think about where you're at, what you've got in bills, what that money has to be used for. But step back and think a little bit before you make your final decision.
Do a plan.
The insurance company is not going to give you pressure. They will just want to have some feeling as to what you're thinking. Then they'll come forward with the options. And depending upon your age will depend upon what you do also.
Absolutely. So what they will do, you'll say, do you want all the money? Well, you can take all the money up front. I want to take a lump sum of X, and then I want to leave the rest for a while. I'll leave it for 6 months. Then I'll sit down and talk about it. They may offer you, or they will offer you, a choice of options of income.
Now, be careful with this one, because this is one that I think people don't think through carefully.
They'll tell you, we'll give you X number of dollars for 10 years, or I'll give you X number of dollars for 5 years, or I'll give you X number of dollars for 20 years. This is guaranteed. And, of course, you get some interest on that money. But there are many, many. I only made three of those. I think there's like 20. Some companies will have up to 20 different options that you can have. So there are different ways to do it. My statement always is to beneficiaries is don't necessarily grab the money today. Make sure that this is exactly what you want to do with the money. And particularly if it's a spouse that's going to receive the money, this is, you know, a very, very trying time with the family. And so don't make a decision rashly.
When you're talking about making a decision rationally, there's a lot of things you have to take into consideration with making that decision.
Yes, and that's what I say. The first thing you need to think about is what amount of money do I need immediately? And that then you make a decision based on that. You may need it all. Then take it all.
Well, and quite often the person who died is thinking that you will pay for the funeral from that too.
Right.
They may have set something aside for that, but if they haven't, consider the fact you may have some funeral expenses in there.
Or health expenses, or pay off a home, or whatever. But that's what I say. Sit down and figure out what you're going to need right away, and then make a decision off of that.
One other question that came up from this particular discussion was, how safe is the company if I choose to leave the money with it?
Well, that's pretty easy to do. Is you can go to what I would do is I'd go to the insurance commissioner's office, and they've got actuaries there that will tell you, yeah, this is a. You said the company was Transamerica there. Transamerica is very safe. You're not going to lose your money with Transamerica. There might be some companies there that I'd take my money and run, but most of them are absolutely safe. In fact, I make a very brash statement. Nobody has ever lost any money that was owed by an insurance company, by a life insurance company. Some of the other ones have had, casualty companies have had problems, but not any life insurance companies.
Well, a life insurance company has to keep or set aside reserves, and I don't think a lot of people realize that X amount of dollars have to be set aside to pay these claims.
I don't know what the percentage. I used to know, and I just don't remember anymore, but I do know for life insurance has a set of numbers for reserves. Annuities have a set of numbers. Disability has numbers. Casualty companies have numbers. I do know that annuities, for every dollar that you give them in premium, they have to set aside a dollar of benefit. So if you give them $100,000, they have to put an account set aside for Leanne Lenander of $100,000. So it's dollar for dollar reserves with annuities. It is very, very, very secure. And this comes from all the states and all the insurance companies.
And one thing to be aware of is any insurance company that gets into the state of Minnesota is watched very, very carefully. They go through a lot of hoops to even get in and be licensed in the state.
One of the toughest states in the country to get involved in selling insurance. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have any questions, you can call us at 651-436-3997. For 952-835-4136. Thank you for being with us on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.